Good day and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast Special Edition. Today, we've got two special tales
from the post office.
It might sound impossible, but believe me, this actually happened. I'm going to share with you a few tales.
Sounds like it might be from a comedy horror movie, but this is what the employees in Columbus, Ohio are exposed to daily with that thing called postal management. First tale I want to talk to you about is, we remember last Friday, correct? Friday, February 4th, we had the blizzard, the snow everywhere. Well, if you work in Columbus, Ohio, let me explain to you how management addressed it. In the Columbus area, it was considered Category 2 and Category 3 in a lot of areas pertaining to the snow. This is the one day in the year that postal employees should have been able to use emergency annual leave because the world was aware that the snow had fallen in such large amounts that it made it impossible in some cases to get out of your driveway, to move down any street. But postal management in Columbus, Ohio, led by none other than their senior MDO, decided any employee who used emergency annual leave on Friday, the senior MDO and the plant manager, acting plant manager, made the decision that any employee who called in for emergency annual leave, they would give them leave without pay and intentionally,
my opinion,
cause errors in their pay. Is that what you call postal management working for the people? I call that postal management working to destroy the post office. Now, as you know, I always try to look for that silver lining in a dark cloud, and that silver lining came from maintenance of all places. Maintenance in Columbus, Ohio was one of the only departments in Columbus postal system that paid employees emergency annual leave that requested it on Friday, February 4th. So just like I like to point out all the wrong things that maintenance does, maintenance management does, in this case, I have to give them a hand clap for understanding and being compassionate to their maintenance personnel. Second tale from Tales from the Post Office involves a situation that took place on Saturday, February 5th. It appears there was no supervision at work that was going to run the operation known as the APS. The acting whatever came over and asked one of the mail handlers, who was not the group leader, to give out assignments. Those assignments were given out as requested, but the acting manager asked the mail handler not to run the machine, just set it up. Well, 3.5 hours, 3 hours and 46 minutes to be exact, went by before supervision showed up for the apps. Notice the acting MDO was on site but did not have the skill set necessary to start that machine. But once again, he is the acting MDO. He is in charge of the tour but knows nothing about it, it appears. So, nonetheless, after 3.5 hours, 3 hours and 46 minutes, before the supervisor showed up, then everybody gets into a frizzy. Why wasn't the machine running? What's going on with this? What's going on with that? But notice, absent postal supervision created this scenario. Well, the supervisor then took it upon himself to make the decision that since postal management provided inadequate leadership for that tour, he held the employees responsible. And when I say he held them responsible, he made it his business to ensure no employee who worked on the app for tour three was able to go on break, because he made the decision that because the machine took 3.5 hours to start through no fault of the employee, he was not going to allow them, and he did not allow them to go on break for the rest of that tour. Tell me about tales from the post office. I know it sounds comical, but this is for real. Just a little added note or more information. Group leaders, as per your job description, you are not authorized and you do not have the autonomy to run a unit absent of postal supervision. Do you hear what I'm saying? Part of the job of a group leader is to communicate daily, which means every day, with the supervisor on the operation that should be ran. It is not a group leader's responsibility, nor should a group leader take the responsibility to act as postal supervision in their absence. I know a lot of us think group leaders and lead clerks are the same, but in different crafts. Well, I'm here to tell you, nothing could be further from the truth. A lead clerk can run a unit absent postal supervision. A group leader does not have that autonomy. Now, I know every group leader does it. There is no doubt in my mind that when postal employees report for work, if there is no supervisor and there is a group leader, that group leader takes it upon themselves to start the operation. And while that is to be commended, that is in direct conflict of your job description and your national agreement. National Postal Mail Handlers Union went through great lengths to ensure do not replace supervisors. They work in concert with postal management, not in absence of them. Our next tale takes us into delivery and collections. I'm going to start off a bit sarcastic. How is it that you call yourself a post office? And yes, I'm talking to the facility in Columbus, and you can't deliver mail. How do you call yourself a post office when you can't get mail to the community? Now, let me say to you, I understand greater than most your shortages. But what your shortages are doing is putting you on Front Street postal delivery management, because you can't come up with a plan or a course of action that allows residents to get mail at least every other day. See, that's, I don't begin to understand why that's even allowed. Nonetheless, let's get back to the core of tale number three. This postal facility can't, won't, don't deliver mail to their residents with any kind of a consistent interval. So, to make matters worse, see, only the United States Post Office could do some craziness like this. They won't allow the residents to come to the post office and pick that mail up. Yes, I can't deliver it to you, but I can't make provisions. Maybe staff a extra window up front with another PSC, so that you provide some type of service to the people out in that Oakland Park area. I think that's crazy. And let me tell you, if people are reporting the actual actuals. I'm hearing stories that there are residents that go 3 weeks without getting mail. See, now let me say this to you. To those letter carriers, I stand tall and salute each and every one of you, because I know what you're faced with. You're faced with, to speak from a carrier's perspective, if I might, you're faced with, every day you come to work, you have your route plus you don't know what else they're going to give you, but you know it's going to be something. So you come to work every day, and it gets to the point that, because I'm willing to bet you, management does nothing special for you, and that's just a hunch. Management probably want to rise you a little harder instead of understanding we are not going to be able to get every house delivered every day. So I got to set up an interval that makes, if you get mail on Monday, maybe you won't get it on Tuesday, but you're not going to go Wednesday without getting mail. Now what you just did was you took care of your customers, and you quieted their actions on TV, you know, the petitions. You quiet all of that, and all it takes is competent postal delivery management, and that seems to be lacking. And let me tell you, I don't even know the managers there. So I'm not speaking of anybody personally. I'm talking about, I look at the end result, people not getting mail, sections in town not getting mail for 3 weeks. That's what I look at. And I didn't really mean to get off on a tangent, but tale number three was, Oakland Park, you got to do better. Oakland Park, you got to do better. Postal management, MCSOs, postmasters, you got to do better for Oakland Park, because there are people not receiving mail, and that's embarrassing to a company whose only business is to deliver mail. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I had a great time making it. But remember, I try to bring a little humor to what is a dismal situation. All the tales you heard tonight are tales as they were reported to me, and I believe them to be true. Have a great day. Let's look out for each other.